Okay, so we're on top of Nun Dalin tonight. So we're at the bottom of Nun Gimel Beis, 53b, two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara is in the middle of five inquiries, and so we're at, I think, inquiry number three. So by Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar poses the following question. Bachnia, let's say a person violated halacha and he married one of the arayot that's prohibited on a Rabbanan level, shniot l'arayot. I think like a grandparent, I think, a shniot l'arayot. Yeah. So, and then he has a daughter with her. So, by Reb Lazar, bat shniyah yesh lamazon or ein lamazon, is the daughter. Now, remember, we learned in the Mishnah on Shabbos that one of the Tanai Ketubah is that the daughters will be supported, and they'll be supported, until they're married or until they become bogrod. So, by Reb Lazar, bat shniyah yesh lamazon or ein lamazon, is she entitled to mazon or not? He says. Now, on the top line under the Dalet Amud Aleph, came into late Ketubah. Now, the mother has no ksuba. In other words, the mother is not entitled to ksuba. Again, the ksuba coming more metaket. If you look at Rashi, Shnei ein la ketubah below mezonot, bita shialdalo umate. So it was like this. The mother is not entitled to ksuba because the ksuba is shlo yihyeh kal b'einav l'garsha. It shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her, but we don't want him to be remarried to this woman. So part of the Tanai Ketubah is Mizono. So came on the top line in Dalal came to late Ketubah, late Lamizone. So should we say, since the mother has no Ketubah, so there's no Mizono that accrue as well to the daughter, or perhaps we could say like this, the mother who is engaged in the Isur will come and penalize her. She doesn't get mizonot. She doesn't get a ksuba. But the daughter who did nothing wrong, lo kansu rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't penalize her. In other words, one of the Tanai Ketubah is the daughters will be supported. So that's the issue. So the Gemara says take, but the Gemara is not able to resolve that and leaves it in abeyance. All right. Yeah, but that's a different type of punishment. In other words, that's the Torah says it could be, but that's what the Torah evinces, that the Torah is saying that as a result of your actions, the children are mamzerim. You're right, that's the Torah. But in terms of mizonot, the Torah doesn't say one way or the other with that, so we'll see where we have to go with that. That's all I can say with that. Okay, now, let's see further in the Gemara. We're on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, line 4. Okay, so this is question number 4. So by Rava, bat arusa yesh la mezonah or ein la mezonah. Let's say a man had an erusin with call his wife, and then I don't know, he couldn't resist, and they had relations before the nisuin, and then he dies, and they have a daughter. So let's see, it's back by Rava, bat arusa yesh la mezonah or ein la mezonah. Is the daughter of this sort of like illicit, violation of halacha? Is she entitled to mezonot or not? Kima did la ketubah itla. Now, he says the ketubah, so again, there's machloket later on in the Gemara and Daf Pei Tet, do the rights of the ketubah click in after erusin or not? So I could say either, so Rashi spells that a little bit on the third white line in Rashi. He says, Anun dalet amaral 54a, Kima did la ketubah, don't shakata lamina erusin. So even if I don't paskin that they do click in, but a husband could, voluntarily write up a ketubah after erusin, or inami rabbanan tikkun nami larusa. Or if I say the other side that there's as a matter of halacha, that, so that there's right to ksuba. So do I say even the ksuba idla? So since the ksuba either he wrote a ksuba or by act of law the rights of ksuba apply, so the daughter would be entitled to mizonot. O dilma even the king rabbanan ksuba ad shat nisuin leitla. Or and this line is a little tricky. There's different pshatim on it, but it means that the way Rashi takes it, the fourth white line, Rashi, in other words, even if halachically there are rights to the ksuba, but Chachamim did not direct that it be written until the Nisuin. So even if he chooses to write it up, but Chachamim didn't direct that it be written to the Nisuin. So this is a Tanai ksuba. So does that Tanai, that stipulation that I'm going to support the kids, maybe that doesn't click in until the Nisuin, regardless of what they did earlier? Or another pshat you could say is this I saw in the Masipta brought it down in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah from the Shikta Mikubetzet, that Rabbeinu Yonah says there's a different pshat. He wants to say that there is a takanam shimon ben shetach, that all the nechasim, all the property, will be meshubah to the ksuba. In other words, the ksuba is subject to collection from any of the property of the husband. That clicks in at the nisuin. So maybe, since the point being, though, that we see at the nisuin, things change. In other words, there's a difference after nisuin. After nisuin, he has to write it down, or at that point, it's collectible from all of his property. So maybe the right to mezonos clicks in there as well. So Odilma came in those two about a tuba chat and suin late law. So teku. Again, the Gemara leaves that as a teku as well. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Right. It sounds like he dies before the Nisuin, right? All right. See again, what and you Right. So when you right. So what would be doing with the Ksuba and Yehuda? So I don't know. We're gonna have the series with the Ksuba, but it could be maybe in Yehuda, maybe they would write the Ksuba up. I don't know. All right, but all right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now in Yehuda, did we say they had relations or they just had Yichud, we said before, right? I think they don't have Yichud. Wait, what was the Mishnah about? It was the Mishnah we had in the beginning of one of the Prakim. Yeah, it's Libo Gaspa, but it was that wasn't. I don't think there was a green light for them to have relations. What? I think that was just that they would be alone with one another. No? I have to take a look. All right, let's see back in the Gemara now. All right, so now so we did. There was question 3, question 4. Now we're up to question 5. We're on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph around the 8th line. Nun Dalet Amud Aleph around the 8th line. So by Rav Papa. Baranusa, yesh lamizonot or in lamizonot. Now, what about a baranusa? Let's say Reuven rapes a girl, and we know that when you rape the girl, the Torah requires you to offer to marry her. And indeed, let's say he marries her, and then he has a daughter as a result of that. So baranusa, yesh lamizonot or in lamizonot. Is the daughter entitled to write a mizonot? And we'll see in a minute. So aliva the Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yehuda lo tibayla amar yesh lach tubamana. Now, there's a question: does the woman, in other words, he marries this woman, does the machloket? Does she get all the rights to the ksuba? In other words, he pays the father 50 shkalim. So the 50 shkalim might be in lieu of the ksuba. And again, the ksuba is given, it should be easy for him to divorce her. But here, the Torah itself mandates that he should never divorce her. So it's not even an option for him. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, yesh la mezonot or ein la mezonot. Again, mezonot are one of the time from the ksuba. He says, alibat Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda lo tibayilach. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, you shouldn't have a question. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda holds that she has a ksuba, and the ksuba is mana. 100 zuz is like the same as for an almana. He says, Kiti bailach li rabbanan da amri yitzak kesef kenasab ksubata. But within the sheet of the chachamim hold there is no ksuba in this case because his payment of the 50 shkalim is in lieu of any ksuba. So what's the halacha? Even late la ksuba, late la mizone. Do we say since there's no ksuba, so there's no right to mezonos to the daughter. Oh, Dilma, tuba tamamai, or I say like this, why the Chamim instituted tuba? They should like to lahotzia. It shouldn't be easy for the husband to divorce the wife. If he knows he's got to pay $100,000 when he divorces her, he thinks twice toward divorcing her. Bahamumati mapik law. Now, in this case, he can't divorce her, but we want to say, but maybe, let's see the Rashi, Bahamumati mapik. He says, in one state, the essence of the ksuba, which is to block him from divorcing the wife easily, that she doesn't have. But the other stipulations in the ksuba, but the other stipulations in the ksuba that aren't related to the ease of divorcing, and one would be, you know, like supporting the kids, maybe she does have that right to support. Thank you. The Gemara is not able to resolve that. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything so far? All right, let's keep moving. Okay, we're 2 lines above where it gets wide on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. What? So you can ask, yeah, well, if she chooses to marry him, I mean, the way would be that, you know, it depends, like, if you imagine the society that, you know, she's like the rape victim, and maybe in a society like that, nobody would want to marry her, and so he has to offer to marry her. But if she doesn't want to marry him, he doesn't have to marry him. That's in the Torah itself. All right? Let's see further in the Gemara. Now, what? I'm sorry, what? Okay. All right. Now, Okay, so if you remember in the Mishnah, here, let's just review the Mishnah we did again on Shabbos. It'll turn to Nun Beis Amud Beis. So around the sixth line, the sixth wide line. Eddie, you still there? So Nun Beis Amud Beis, around the sixth line, says, so it says in the Mishnah, Atehi Yatva Bebeiti, Umitzin Aminachasai, you'll be able to live in my home and be supported for my property. And the chasim usually means like real property. All the times, as long as you're an almana, he's chayiv. So it means even if he didn't write that in the ksuba, he's still obligated to tanai beitim. That's a tanai from the bezdin. And let's go further. Kachayu on sheyushlam kofim. Wait, is this the right quote? Wait. Yeah. He says, kachayu on sheyushlam kofim. On Tzigalil Kofin Kan Shei Yerushalayim, so the Galil and Yerushalayim is that way. He says, on Shei Yehudayu Kofin, Ad Shirsu Yerushim Litin Lach Ketubatech. In other words, until Yerushim want to pay you out to the Ketuba. In other words, if you decide in the first clause you want the Ketuba, that's the end of the Mizono, so you're out of there. But the second clause is saying that the initiative can come from the Yerushim. Like, here's your money, and Lehitra O. He says, Lefichach, and Lesu Yerushim no Nim Lach Ketubato Potron Tesla. If Yerushim want to, according to that version, they could pay her out, and then she's gone. She's off the Mizonos line. Now, back on Nundalat and Aleph, two lines above where it gets white.
Can I ask a question before you go into the Gemara?
Are you asking from the previous Gemara or for what I just said?
From the Mishnah you just said.
Yeah, what's up?
She starts there getting Mizonot, and right, then they say, okay, we're giving you the Ketubah. Do they reduce it by the amount
No, it's a separate account. It's a separate account. Mizonos is separate from the Ketubah. So that's why they want to get rid of her. You know, when she's eating them out of house and home, right? So here's your ksuba, goodbye. That's it. Okay, now see back on the Gemara. Two lines above where it gets white. So ate yat beiti b'chulei. So tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught the following brisa. The beiti v'lo b'vikti. In my house, but not my hut. In other words, you want to say like this. That in other words, with the stipulation, language of the stipulation is I have a bayit. I have a big house, so you have a right to be in my house. But if I'm in a little 2x2. Then you don't have any right to stay there. There's not enough room for everybody in the house. So beveiti below beviti. Beiti is like a big house. Beviti is like a small hut. So if I have a bayit, you have a right to stay there. I don't have a bayit, everything's off. Beiti below beviti. But mizone itlo. But mizonos she does have, regardless. She does have mizonos according to Rav Yosef. He says, Marba Ravashi Amar. Now, Marba Ravashi said, Afil mizone nami leitlo. Even Mizonos, she doesn't have under those circumstances. In other words, there's a stipulation in the Ksuba that Ate Yatva Beiti and Minisam Minichasai. You'll be able to dwell in my house and get Mizonos. So Rav Yosef views it as two separate clauses. In other words, one is not dependent on the other. You'll dwell in my house if I have a house and be supported from Mizonos, a different clause. But the second version, Mar Bar Vashi says that the two are connected. If I have a bayit, I'm well healed. I have a bayit, then you get the mizonos. I don't have a bayit, I'm a little hot, or you know, I'm not going to be around. But then there's no mizonos. He says, "But the Gemara says the lach does not follow Mar Bar Ravashi." Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, "Tivuili nasevet et paisa in lamizonos." Now he says like this: let's say she's a widow, and now she has suitors. People are interested in marrying her. And somebody is seeking her hand in marriage. So, and then she agrees to that marriage. Ein la mizonot. That's the end of the mizonot. He says, meaning that the mizonot, as long as she's like an almana, she's a widow, she's mourning her husband Reuven. As long as she's mourning Reuven, she's entitled to mizonot. Once she's ready to move on in life, she's not entitled to the mizonot anymore. He says, so the Gemara says, halon et paisa yesh la mizonot. In other words, so if she doesn't agree to marry this person, she has mizonot, even though the reason she may not want to marry him isn't anything to do with Reuven. She just doesn't think like everything is like suitable, but she's ready to move on anyway. So Amar Rabbanan, the Didi Mefarshim and the Mar Shmuel, Rabbanan says was personally explained to me by Shmuel, Amar Machmat Ploni Bali, Yeshla mizonot. If she says, I'm not marrying you because of Ploni Bali. In other words, I'm still like mourning for Reuven, my husband, my heart is still with him. Then she has mizonot. But if she says, I'm not marrying because I don't think this guy is what I'm looking for, ain la mizonot, then she doesn't have mizonot. In other words, she's moving on in life. This isn't a shidduch, but she's moving on in life. Am Rav Chista zinta ain la mizonot. Rav Chista says, let's say she's mizana, meaning she has relations with a man after the death of her husband. So it's outside marriage, but she's mizana. She loses the right to mizonot. Am Rav Yosef kikla upirkasa ain la mizonot. So kikla is she puts on the eye makeup, and pirkasa is either that she braids her hair or she puts on like other cosmetics. So it says she has no mizona. In other words, she's like on the market, so to speak. In other words, like she's, you know, so manda amar zinta koshkin kiklo pirkasa. So the opinion that says that she was mizana, so mizana could be like a one-shot deal. You know, she had the sudden yetzahara. So koshkin kiklo pirkasa. Kiklo pirkasa, like she's going around like this every day. That's a well-thought-out plan. Mandamar kiklo pirkasa, the one who says she loses the right to mizonot when she's got cosmetics on and maybe braids the hair or cosmetics, avolzinta itla. But he could say that if she's mizana, she still does have mizonot. My taima yetzer ansa, because she could. It was just like you know, she you're right. She had an urge or like a one shot deal. But the halacha doesn't follow any of the members that we just quoted. El kiyadamar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rather, halacha follows what Rav Yehuda says the name Shmuel, which is Hatovar Ktubatav Beitin Ein Lamizono. That if she goes to Bezdin, says, I want my ksuba, I want my payout of my ksuba, that's the Ein Lamizono. Below, I mean, that's the only thing. Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, in other words, otherwise, she isn't part of the Mizono. Tanya, Machrik Ktubata, if she, the Braisa says, if she sold her ksuba, now the ksuba is like commercial paper, it has a value. I could sell the right to the ksuba to somebody. Umishkanat ksubata, or I use the ksuba as like collateral on a loan. Asta ksubata potkila afir, or I designate, like I'm taking a loan from somebody, and I designate like the property that's set forth in the ksuba as the security for the loan. Ein la mizonot. So in all of those circumstances, she doesn't have mizonot because that's the equivalent of a payout from the ksuba. In other words, if I take the document and let's say it's got a face value of 100,000, I sell it to somebody for 80,000. So that's considered I'm getting paid out on the ksuba. In other words, I'm cashing in on the ksuba. So I don't have mizonot. But the Gemara deduces from this, honey in about tovat lo. From the fact that Bryce mentions three items, those three items would cause a cancellation of the mizonot. But it sounds like Tovat, if she's seeking the ksuba self, not. So he says, no. The Gemara says, Hani, Bein Bebeitin, Bein Shlo Bebeitin. Those three that we just mentioned, whether it's in Bezdin or outside of Bezdin, she loses the mizonot. Tovat, when she demands her money for the ksuba from the Yorshim, Bebeitin in. If she makes a demand in Bezdin, that's the end of the mizonot. Shlo Bebeitin low. Otherwise, Bezdin not. Okay, let's just summarize what we did. Then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. So the basic idea we learned is that there's a clause in the ksuba, whether it's written or not, that the wife is going to be supported after she's an almana. During the husband's lifetime, that's minotauri, he's got to give her mizonos, right? Sheikh Sivaona. So we learned that according to some shot, she'er is the mizonos. And then according to others, the ona is the mizonos anyway, but the point is that there's an obligation to give him his own during his lifetime. But when he dies, he makes a guarantee in the ksuba that you'll be supported from the estate as long as you're an almana. You're an almana. But she's only entitled to support until if she asks for the ksuba, then that's the end of her support. Then we had some other ideas in the Gemara. Someone wanted to say when she's already like moving on from him, like she agrees to marry somebody else, or she's dressing up and things like that. That would be the end to the mizonos, because she's not an almana anymore. I mean, she's an almana, but I mean, she's not, her orientation isn't towards the previous husband. She's moving on in life to something else. So then that's the end of the right to the mizonos. But the Gemara ends up saying that the mizonos, you know, are terminated either when she cashes in the ksuba with somebody else, she uses it as commercial paper, or whether that's in Bezdin or not Bezdin, or she makes a demand in Bezdin to be paid the ksuba, then her right to mizonos is terminated. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? What's up?
All right, well, a couple Rocky, of things. I think it's the Rocky, same.
Then I'll get to Karen. Okay, one minute. What? No, keep it. It says, "Call you may Megar Al Munateh." As long as you're an Almana. they're paying for it. They have to keep paying for it. Wait. I lost this about not being responsible for the parents. But anyway, regardless, this is a contractual obligation that the husband undertook. And it says, "Kol yemei megar al motech," as long as you're an almana. So that's what it, I mean, they're taking care of it. They're taking care of her from the assets of the estate. Then it's a different parsha, all right? Yeah, but the only thing is, though, what you said, there's no obligation with the child for the parent. I don't know about that. Well, in Kiddushin, it says like there's a chiyuv kavod and yira for a parent. So kavod is machilayhu mashkev. You give him food, you give him drink. I have to see the Gemara again, okay? But the Gemara, the way I recall,
what he's trying to say, that you don't have to spend your own money.
Right.
It comes out of parents'
money. Right. From the parents' money. But it's still a nice thing to support the parent. Okay, what's up, Fern? What do you got?
Okay, and I think it's all the same question. Why is her demanding the ketubah in court the equivalent of her not needing money yet? In other words, let's say there's a time lapse.
No. That's not it. In other words, once she's, you know, it's similar to the other ideas that she's electing election of remedies. Once she goes to court, demands the ketubah, she's saying, "I'm out of here," and now the right to the mizonos are terminated. That's what it is. I want my ksuba. Like, I'm moving on. That's it. So there's no more mizonos. All right.
But like, right, she's going out and dating, and she's not meeting an appropriate person for 5 years.
All right. That was an idea which the Gemara rejected. But you see from that idea what
the same
Gemara
germ.
In other words, as long as she's an almana, she's like a widow, she's focusing on her dear husband Reuven, then mourning his death, she's focused on Reuven, I can't see anybody, she's entitled to mizonos. Once she's moving on now, okay, I got to keep moving on the Gemara. Any other questions, comes to us? Okay, let's keep moving. All right, now, we're around, you know, 10 lines, 10th very wide line, okay? That's two dots. So the kafa you want shirushalayim v'kuli. So we said there are two alternative stipulations in the ksuba. One is that you'll be supported as long as you're an almana. And the other is a little more aggressive on the part of the Yorshim, that the Anshe Yehuda would write until the Yorshim want to give you the ksuba. So that puts the initiative in the Yorshim. If the Yorshim decide, we're ready to give you the ksuba, so that's it. Let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so Itmar, Rav Amar Alacha Anshe Yehuda. So Rav says, Alacha follows the Anshe Yehuda, which is that the Yorshim have a right to say, here's your ksuba, we'll see you around. Shmuel Amar, Halacha Kanshe Galil. Shmuel says, no, Halacha follows the Anshe Galil, which is it puts the initiative on her, on her end, that she gets to stay there as long as she likes. He says, now, the Gemara says, Babel, the full part of Doha, Nahu Karab. That Babel, I assume here, at least the worst syllable is the Babel is a region, but Babel is also a city. So I assume it means like the city of Babel and all its environs, they were no way like Rav, that the Yorushim have the initiative. Neherdoa, the full part of Doha, Nahu Kishmuel. Neherdoa and all those environs, like Shmuel, which looks like the way, that's the way the halacha, like the more favorable, she gets to stay there as long as she would like. Now, Hahibat Mechuzah, Davit Nesivah LeNeherdoa. There was a woman from Mechuzah who married a fellow from Neherdoa. And then the husband died, and now there's an issue, is she entitled to Mizonot, and the Yorshim want her out of the place. So, Atul Kamid Rav Nachman, they came for Rav Nachman, so he heard from her accent that she's from Mechuza. So he says, Amar Lahu, Baba, Bukuma Parvada, no Karab. You got a difficult situation because Mechuza is like in the vicinity of Babel. Babel and all the regions, they are no way like Rav. Rav holds that the Yorshim have the initiative, so we'll see around. So Amrulay, but they said to Rav Nachman, Balaner Dona Siva, but she married the fellow. Yeah, she's from Akuza, but the guy she married is from Neherda. Amar Lahu, if that's the case, Ihaki Neherda b'kol parvada na'ku Shmuel. Says, yeah, oh, so in that case, it's a different halacha, because if the husband's from Neherda, and that's what the husband agreed to, so presumably the husband's agreeing to that she could stay, you know, supported from the estate as long as she would like, okay? Now, Yadhecha Neherda, how far is the region of Neredoa? I'd hate to the Sagi Kava the Neredoa until the region, there was a Kav, I guess a certain measurement of a Kav, but they had the Neredian Kav. So in all the region where the Neredian Kav is used, that's the region of Neredoa. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? I don't know if that's exactly the same thing. In other words, he's the one who's executing the tsuba. He's the one who's undertaking the obligation. So I think it's talui in where he's from. In other words, so if he's from Neredoa and he's executing the tsuba, it's reasonable for us to assume that that's the way. That's the way I see it. Okay. Say again, repeat. So it's tricky. It's tricky. But here from the Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara didn't say where they live, right? The Gemara just said, he says, Vahala Neredon Nesiva. He married a Neherdian. So that's the way, from the language of the Gemara, it sounds like that he was from Neherdoa. But
here's the
English. Okay. So Yosef says, where's in the article? Yosef says the article says they settled in Neherdoa. So maybe, okay. So maybe that's the way you have it, Michael. Okay. What? In other words, again, Babel is a whole region. There's like the state of New York, the city of New York, the county of New York. So I'm saying it's not Chutz La'aretz. It's in Babel. There does in Babel. Everything's in Babel. It's a town of Babel. Everything's in Babel. Okay, but we're talking about the region, I think, of the city of Babel is one thing. The region of the city near Dor. Okay, let's get further in the Gemara. Now, Itmar, Almana, Ravamar, Shamin, Mashalah. Now, let's say she's checking out and she's getting her ksuba. Now, during the course of the marriage, the husband may have bought clothing for her. So, and she's taken the clothing with her. So is that subtracted off of the money from her ksuba? So Amar Rav Amar Shamin Mashaleh, Rav says, we evaluate like what she's wearing, presumably whatever clothes she takes with her. Shmuel Amar Ain Shamin Mashaleh. Shmuel says, no, like he gave it to her, that's it, it's history. So Amar Fibaravin, Bechilufa Balaki. And Rav Chiya bar Avin says the opposite. We lock it as like the farmhand. Now, first, when we say Shaman Mashaleha, according to Rav, it means, well, we'll see in the Gemara more, that, in other words, the husband gave it to her. Everybody agrees he gave it to her, but he gave it to her, you know, on the understanding she's going to be with him. Once she's not going to be with him, then, it's sort of like a gift with a tanai. In other words, it's a matana. As long as you're with me. Once you're not with me, then it's not a matana anymore, the way Rabbi understands it. The Shmuel says, no, it's absolutely a matana. And then the Gemara says, according to Rav Chiya bar Avin, the chilufa balaki, the opposite would be true with laki is a farmhand. A farmhand is a different type of arrangement. He doesn't work by day. He's constantly hanging out, does whatever the balabas needs. And then there's machlok at someone to say that they didn't even work out like a pay schedule. Then when he leaves, they work out something to pay. And now during the course of the employment, the employer bought clothes for him. So is the employer entitled to have the value of the clothes subtracted off whatever money he's going to pay him or not? So Rav Chiya bar Avin says, the chilufa balakti, that this shita to reverse means Rav, who said that by the widow, shamin ma'ashaleh, we're going to value what's on her and subtract it off by the ksuba. Nevertheless, by the lakit, there Rav says that he gets to keep it. In other words, so then you would have to assume that the employer, when he gave him the clothes, thinks that's it, it's yours. And then conversely, Shmuel says that with the wife, we don't evaluate what she's wearing. That's hers, she gets to keep it. But with the lakit, he would say, yeah, now the lakit has got to pay for it as he leaves, or it's subtracted off of his pay. Rav Kahana matni v'chein b'lakit. Rav Kahana learned that the shitot were the same. In other words, Rav said, Shamin Mashaleh by the wife, and the same thing by the Lakit and Shmuel, neither one. Umanach Basimana. So Rashi learns that Rav gave the Siman, but they quoted one of the Mefarshim, and this is, I think it works a little bit easier. Rav Kahana gave the Siman. Umanach Basimana. Yatma V'ar Malta Shalachu Puk. That Yatam is an orphan, but it means the Lakit he calls an orphan because, in other words, he's not getting to take anything with him. In other words, Yatma ba'armalta namana shalach upuk. In other words, shalach upuk, what does he Rashi say? Shalach upuk, have shaping them, strip their clothes off, and they get to go. In other words, he's yatom, he's got nothing. In other words, that the clothes are just subtracted off of whatever's owed. Okay? Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Avakav the Namu, and Nitzin Kvatet Shmuel, Nachman says, even though we learn in the Mishnah supporting Shmuel's Shita, we're focusing on the Almana here. So Shmuel said, Ein Shamin Mashaleha, that she walks off with the clothes and we're not subtracting her off the Ksuba. Hilchatak Prakid Rab. The Halacha nevertheless follows Rab. So we're going to see the Mishnah and we'll see the Mishnah seems to support Shmuel, but then the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah really does not support Shmuel. Didnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Erechin. Echad Makdish Nechasav, let's say a person, he's Makdish all of his property at the Beis Mikdash. Or alternatively, person says he's going to give his Erech to the Beis Hamikdash. Erech, we know, is a set amount of Torah sets forth. But bottom line, there is this property that's owed to the Beis Hamikdash. Ein lo, lo b'chsut yishtov, lo b'chsut yishtov, lo b'tzeva shava l'shman. Now the Gizbar of the Beis Hamikdash now wants to come and claim the property because the guy has made a, you know, sort of like an agreement that he's given it. So the Gizbar has no right to the tzit yishtov, no right to the clothing of his wife, meaning that this supports the idea that the clothing is the wife. Once he gives the clothing, it's not his property anymore. So he has no right to the tzit yishtov, lo b'tzeva banav, no right to the clothing of the children, lo b'tzeva shetzeva l'shman, nor does he have right to any clothing that he had dyed specifically for them, lo b'sandalim chadashim shelakach l'shman, and not with new shoes that he bought for them. But the main point being that the Mishnah says that the Ksut Isha is not his. In other words, it's not his, it's hers, Gemarna with him. That would seem to support Shmuel. So Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman. So Rav says Rav Nachman, B'chidei Chart Namat Yikim Kvadei Shmuel, since we certainly learn the Mishnah that supports Shmuel, Amai Hukhata Kvadei Rav. Why does Halacha follow Rav? He said, the Mishnah supports Shmuel, but Halacha is like Rav. That doesn't make sense. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to him, L'chorek Shmuel Rehita, means initially, at first blush, the Mishnah looks like it supports Shmuel. Hima'ayipa Hilchta Kvati Rav. But if you analyze it more deeply, you see that the Mishnah yields a different result. Halacha is really like Rav. My time, why? He akni lo adaita lemekim kamei. In other words, when he buys the clothes for the woman, he's buying it with the idea that it's hers as long as she stays with him. Adaita lemishka lemepak lo akni lo. But he never bought it with the idea that she's going to walk and flee the coop. So it means like this. In the Mishnah, in the second Erechin, we're talking about the woman is staying with the husband. So I gave her a gift. It's not mine. It's a gift. There's the right. It's like a condition with it. But right now, that's her property. So Gizbar has no right to it. But we were talking about the Amana. She's walking out the door. So the Amana walking out the door, that's like she's leaving my Rishos, even though the person's not alive anymore. Now all bets are off. So that Mishnah, supports Rav, if I understand the Mishnah that way. Okay, who's questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, but we got to be quick because we're running out of time. Well, it's a good question. If in the Ksuba he designated specific property that would be shayach to her, then that would not be included. But if there's no specific property, it's like you marry somebody and they're poor, so you have the right, but no ability to collect the money. So you're out of gas. I'm saying you have a right to give your money to whomever you choose. So if there's a pre-existing shibud on the property, then you can't do that. But if there's no specific shibud, I would think, I'm not sure. Let me think it over. In other words, the ksuba itself is this type of shibud. So, but the Gemara learns, but the Gemara says, "Hekdei skamis v'shiur machkim di shibud." The Gemara learns that if you're machdish something, that gets rid of the shibud. So, a normal shibud would not be there. The only thing possibly that could remain, if he specifically says, like in a potiki, is this land will be shibud for your. But even then, even with that, I'm not sure it would survive the hekdesh. I have to look into it. Okay, I got to keep moving. Please excuse me. Let me finish the end of the parak and then we'll pause again tomorrow, okay? So we're five lines to the bottom on Nundal and Amanala. So the Gemara says, Palta de Bay Bar El Yashiv. There was like a daughter-in-law from the household of Bar El Yashiv. It's like a clan, like a family. Habakatabak Tubata Miyatme. So her husband died and she was demanding the payment of the ksuba from the Yatomim. So Habakamamti Lahu the Beidina. So she was bringing them to the Bezdin. So Amri, so the Yatomim said to her, Zidalan Melta the Tizli Haki. He says, we feel like embarrassed that you're walking to Bezdin looking the way you are. Asla So she went and she dressed up with all her clothes, and then she comes to the Beis Din. Atul coming to Ravina, they come for Ravina. Amar Lahu, Ravina says to them, the lacha follows Rav, the Amar Almana Shamin Mashalam, that whatever, in other words, whatever clothes she has, the husband bought for her, subtracted off the ksuba. In other words, he sees her there with all these nice clothes that she's wearing because she's dressed up to go to Beis Din. So Rav says that's got to come off the top of the ksuba. All right, one second. Okay, but remember our agreement. Just wait till I pause. So it's coming out like this. It doesn't matter whether she wears it or doesn't wear it. In other words, the clothes that were bought come off the ksuba. But some mepharshim say they thought, or one of the mepharshim wants to say, they thought that this woman would, let's say, she has to take a shua. They thought she would lie about what she had received. So they sort of, you know, acted somewhat deceptively and said, you know, we'd like we'd like you to kind of dress up a little bit, you know,
for Harama.
Right, and dress up for Beis Din, and then it didn't work out so well for her. But that's the way that went. Let me just do a little bit more in the Gemara, and then I'll pause in a few lines. Okay, I didn't forget about you, Michael. Okay, now two lines from the bottom. Ahuda Amar Lahu. Now there was somebody. He was on his deathbed, and he says to the people, "Niduni Lebrat, I want a dowry to go to my daughter." And it was like, Sabat Shivmira. In other words, it could be like a standard dowry, maybe whatever it is, like 10 clothes, whatever. So Zalni Dunya. So between the time that he made this statement and the time she got married, the value of the dowry went down. Let's say the time he made the statement, like there's a standard dowry. Let's say it's worth $1,000. Now she's getting married, it's worth $500. So Amar Avidi Baravin, Pornaliyatmi. Avidi Baravin says the profit goes to the Yitomim. It was, he said, to give the standard amount. The standard amount, like, might be objects, might be, I don't know, with 10 clothes, whatever. This is 5 dresses, you know, something like that. That's the ghostly atonement. Conversely, if the price went up, so that would redound to her benefit. In other words, if it became more expensive. Now, Ahuda Amar Lahum, there was somebody else who, he says to the people, Arma Zuzay Min Chamra Lebrat. He's also on his deathbed, and he says, I want 400 Zuzim for my wine, go to my daughter for her dowry. Okay, so now the wine became much more expensive. So Amar of Yosef, Rav Chaliatme. Rav Yosef said the profit goes to the Yitomim. In other words, here he didn't say, I want, you know, 50 gallons of wine to go to my daughter. He says 400 zuz from the wine should go to my daughter. So his statement is 400 zuz, so, which is nice, right? Because the ksuba is 200 zuz. So he's 400 zuz is dowry. 400, that's for the dowry, right. So now, Krive de Rav Yochanan, the relatives of Rav Yochanan, Habalhu Itar Abba, they had the wife of, in other words, they're the stepchildren, and they have, like, the father's wife is surviving him. Dabba Kamafs de Mizone, she's eating them out of house and home. Now, here, it seems like that the father was still alive at this point. Right, she's eating a lot of expenses with her. She's a high maintenance wife. So Atzel came to Rabbi Yochanan. They come to Rabbi Yochanan. They're asking. They have an eitzah because we're going to have a big headache with if you know dad is going to pass away and we can't afford this lady. So Amar Lahum Izilu ve'Imru Le Lavuchon. Go tell your father who is still alive. Niyakid La'ar LeMizona. He should designate a specific parcel land for her mizono. In other words, this land, all mizonos come off this land. So they did that. And then the father died. And then Atul came to Reish Lakish. They came for Reish Lakish for Psak Din. So Amar Lahu, Reish Lakish said to them, with a stipulation like that, it doesn't undermine her right to collect Mizonot. It just adds on to it. In other words, more. He says, so Amar Lahu, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Hakim. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that to us. Amar Lahu, Zilu Habu La. Listen, I'm directing you to give Mizonot to your, you know, your stepmother. Be low, and if you don't do that, I'm going to take Rabbi Yochanan out of your ears. So Atul came to Rabbi Yochanan, they come back to Rabbi Yochanan. I guess the din, they didn't want to go to Rabbi Yochanan, he's like Mishpacha, the whole thing. But they came back to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lahu, he said to them, Ma'i said, what can I do? In other words, a person of like a similar stature to me doesn't agree with me. So Amar Rabbi Bahu says, Ladidim Afarshal Minei to Rabbi Yochanan, it was personally explained to me by Rabbi Yochanan, Amar the Mizonot, Ribala Mizonot. It depends on what the person says. If he says he's designating his property Limizonot, now he may have changed his position, Rabbi Yochanan. In In other words, if he says this property is designated limizonot or mizonot, he's just rebalam mizonot. In other words, he's just creating greater security for the mizonot. Amar bimizonot, if he says this property is bimizonot, he says katsu from mizonot. Then he's putting a cap on the mizonot that he's going to give her. So here in this case, he said limizonot, so that was it. Okay, now let me just pause. So we did a couple of cases, and it had to do with the wife wearing clothes, coming off the ksuba, and then we had parents designating dowry, and how do you evaluate it, and then we had this piece of land with the mizonos. Okay, who's had questions coming? You want to see them before, Michael? You've been very patient. Michael, you had a question before. I'd love to hear it. Oh, come on! Let me refresh your recollection. It was fun. All right, okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts?
Yes.
All right, what's up,
the
Fern?
Ketubah is, the ketubah, if it's not enhanced, is 200 zuz, right?
Say again, repeat, what?
The ketubah for is, let's say, 200 zuz.
For at least, at the minimum, for a betula.
What is that the equivalent of today?
I think they say, I don't know today, but I think Bisman Chazal was like enough income for a year. Something like that.
Oh. And mizonot, is there a statutory amount
for mizonot? Odeh says 180,000 shekels. Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Shekels, not so good. So the mizonot, is there a statutory amount for that? Or it's as you go, what she eats?
As you go, whatever she eats, and whatever it takes to support, yeah, as you go. It's like open-ended.
So the way the Gemara is discussing these cases, it sounds like these Yatomim are not her children. Is that a correct assumption?
No, that is the case. 100%, that is the case. The stepchildren.
That right. They're not her children.
Not her children, okay. Right. Okay.
Makes
okay.
More sense.
Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Otherwise, we're moving on. Okay, Hadron Lach Nara. Okay, Yashkoa to all of you. You completed 4 Prakim Mesechus Ksubos, and we're just about halfway through the Mesechta now, I think, right? Because the, I think it's 100, well, we're just about the halfway through. Okay, so Kufyud Beis is the last the daf, and now we're on Nun Dalet. So we're not quite halfway, we're close to halfway. All right, let's take a look further. And then again, the Siyum will be, I think, the end of October is the Siyum. All right, now, after Yom Tovim, right? After, I think, right after Sukkot. Okay, now, okay. Afal Pi Shamru, Betula Goba Matayim Amanamana. So even though Chazal teaches that Betula, you know, a young virgin, she gets 200 zuz, and amana, imratzalo sif, if a husband wants to do tosefik suba, in other words, in that we refer to when he go to marriage, the suba, and then there's a tosefik suba. This is vahosif lam in delay. He had it on from his own money. He says, imratzalo sif apilu mei amana yosif. Now, amana is 100 zuz. Mei amana would be 10,000 zuzim. So, in other words, the sky's the limit. He wants to add on, you know, showing. So he says, Nit armelo nit garsha, if she became widowed or divorced, bein mina erusin bein mina nisuin, whether it was after erusin bein mina nisuin, govet akol, she collects everything. And the Gemara is going to ask, with the erusin, according to the Tzad, that inyan chayev in a ksuba after erusin, how can it say in the erusin? The Gemara is going to say that he wrote up a ksuba for her and undertook it. And so it depends on what the situation is. Reblaza ben Azaria omer, mina nisuin govet akol. After Nisun, she collects everything. Mina Erusin, Betula Goba Matai, Vilmana Mana. So he wants to say that we could divide up between the Ikar Ketuba and Tosefet Ketuba. In other words, you have the Ikar, which is the Mana Matayim, and Tosefet, the additional money he's adding on. So the Tanakhama says she collects everything. Reb Laza ben Azaria says, after Nisun, she collects everything. Mina Erusin, if she's widowed or divorced after Erusin, then Betula Goba Matayim Valmanamana. So they get the Ikar Ksuba, Shil Ketavlo Elmanat Lakonsa. In other words, when he gives the Tosefet Ksuba, that's a gift in contemplation of marriage. So the marriage never, I mean, with Nisuin, they were Erusin, but it's a gift in contemplation of Nisuin. If Nisuin never took place, according to Blasim Nazaria, he's not obligated in Tosefet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nimratzako Tevla Betula Shtar Shal Matayim, Vikotevet Kabalti Mechamana. Rabbi Yehuda says, sounds like he could sort of like game the system. In other words, by law, he's obligated to give 100 zuz for an amana, 200 for a betula. Yehuda says he could write in the shtar 200, but then she could write a receipt for 100. In other words, in essence, like be mochel half of it, if they want to work it out, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, if you less than 200 or 100, and it sounds like he's kolik with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda and Meir are bar plukas and shas, that's like a bila zinos. In other words, you can't game the system according to the Tana Rabbi Meir. Okay. Right. And that's the way Rabbi Meir seems to be saying. But he says, in other words, if you look at Rashi on the fourth wide line in the Mishnah, in the Rashi, the fourth narrow line, he could have it after she spoke Nitkabla, even though she never got the money, Mochelet, but could have it Lashon Shobar. She could write it as a receipt, but it sounds like that's a machloket. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Rafi says it's his money. He can do whatever he wants. But he can do whatever he wants, but halakha requires him to do something with it in order to be married. What? No. In other words, again, the tsuba is collectible when the marriage is terminated. That's the way that works, okay? All right, let's see back in the...
This Tosefet Ketuba, with these women holding the mena? Were the women holding the men up for Tosefet Ketubah before marriage?
I don't know if they were or weren't, but he says, Yosef says, where do you see that? I don't know if they were or weren't, but if that's what they come to agree on, then that becomes one of the stipulations of that Ketubah. Okay.
But once they go through Nisuin, he can then add to the Ketubah, can't he?
Well, I don't know why he
would. She's a good wife, not a good wife.
okay.
Because he doesn't.
I tell you, I don't know because like the ksuba is, the ksuba is the document you give at the time of the nisuin. So afterwards, I don't know, and if you lose the ksuba, then you would rewrite a new one, but I don't know if you would add on obligations afterwards. I don't know. Okay, all right, let's see.
That's when you know what she's worth.
What? Say again, repeat. What do you have for her?
That's when you know if she's a good woman, once you live with her.
All right, what do you got for me, Odeid? What's up? Well, he could agree to pay a certain amount. Let's say somebody's a pauper. He still writes man and matayim in the ksuba, even though he doesn't have the money. Yeah, that's the minimum. Yeah, so even with Tosefet, in other words, Tosefet's like an IOU note. I agree to pay you a certain amount at a later point in time. So I'm saying I mean, it's like student loans, like you borrow $1 million. All right. Anyway, all right.
That's this is what my daughter wants to produce.
All right. I have to look into it, but it seems to me that you could obligate yourself money even though you don't have it right now. Okay, I have to move on. Please, we're running out of time, gentlemen. I just have to move on. Okay, let's all look. Okay, wait. 8 lines to the bottom in the Gemara. Okay, so Gemara. So Gemara says pshita. So Gemara says, please, I need everyone's attention. So Gemara says, isn't it obvious that a person could add on to the ksuba? Why does the Tana even have to teach me? So ma'udatema kitsuta abdi rabbanan shlova yeshiv nishein lo. I would have thought perhaps like the Chachamim established a set amount not to be bebayish a person who doesn't have that money. In other words, I don't have a situation where one person's offering, 300 zuz, 400 zuz, 500 zuz. I only have 200 zuz. So it's like, it would be embarrassing. So right. So I would have thought that maybe I can't do a Tosefet Ksuba. So Kamash Malan, the Tana teaches me you can add on to it. All right. Now the Gemara says, Zimratelo Sipule. If he wants to add on to the Ksuba, he can. So the Gemara says, Ratzalach Tovla Lokatani, El Ratzalahosi. So the Gemara is medayeg that it's like, in other words, he's not taking an additional separate obligation. He's saying he's being mosif on the manamatayim. In other words, the issue is Tosefet Ksuba subject to the same dinim as the Ksuba, or is that like a separate obligation? That's what the Gemara is getting into. So the medayeg from the language of the Mishnah, Imratzah lahosif, he's adding on to it, but it's all under the rubric of a Ksuba. So Imratzah lahosif chuli, Imratzah lahtov lalokhtan. It doesn't say he wants to write, you know, an additional different obligation. El Ratzah lahosif, Mesayle Rabbi Aibu Am Rabbi Yanai. It seems to support Rabbi Aibu in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Dama Rabbi Aibu Am Rabbi Yanai. Tanai Ketuba Ketuba Dami. So a Tanai in the Ketuba, a stipulation of the Ketuba, is the same as the Ketuba. And now the Gemara is going to give us a series of nafkaminas, whether it's considered part of the Ketuba or not. Okay? So let's see back on the Gemara. Two lines from the bottom. So nafkamina lamocheret. So one nafkamina is if she sells the Ketuba. So she sells the Ketuba. Did she sell? Let's take a look at the Rashi. So let's see in the Rashi, 10 lines above where. Let's look in the Rashi. Let's be patient. Let's listen. Okay, the mocheret, the mochelet. So the first is mocheret, and the second is mochelet, where she's mochelet ksuba. Mocheret ksubata, mochelet ksubata, machla umachra da kol, lefisha kol kru ksuba. In other words, if she agrees with Sam, I'm selling you the rights to my ksuba, that includes the Tosefet ksuba. It does, is the ksuba. In other words, everything is included in the sale. And the same thing, if at a certain point in time she's mochel the ksuba, so then, and presumably the mochel ksuba would be, you know, I assume, like after the marriage has already been terminated, like let's say she decides the husband's dead and she says to the stepchildren or the kids, you know, I'm mochel the whole ksuba. Does that mean that the Tosef Ksuba is also a Nimasal? So, but the way we're saying, everything is Mafal. Okay, that's two of them, Nafaminas. Mocher l'mochelet. Then, l'moredet. Moredet is a rebellious woman, and she's you know, let's look at Rashi, on 10 lines above where it gets wide. L'moredet, the Namba Pirkei, I'm going to have later on our Perek. Ha'moredet abala pochtin lamis tubata kule. Let's say, you know, anyway, so we subtract from Ksuba. Matai hu pocher akneg ksubata lo tema akneg mana matai luchudai lo apatosef pochim b'holchin. In other words, if she's in a state of rebellion from the husband, she's not doing certain things she should be doing. We're going to subtract it off bit by bit from the Ksuba, but we're going to subtract it off also from Tosefet. Like let's say she doesn't want to have relations with him anymore. That would be an example. Like the Gemara has certain obligations that one should do for the husband. So if she's in a state of rebellion, so okay. Let's see back in the Gemara now. All right, now, let's see back in the Gemara in the bottom again. In other words, Moredit, I'm going to subtract off from the Ksuba. Can I also subtract from the Tosefet Ksuba? Okay, now, please, let's all listen. And I need everyone's attention. The bottom line. Uda Pogemet is when she impairs the validity of the Ksuba. So it means, let's say she says that part of the Ksuba was paid off. So she now has to take a Shua to get paid off on the part that she wasn't paid off. So does she also have to take a Shua vis-a-vis the Tosefet? So she would. Because she's pogemet the whole document. And then, Litovad, the Chamim say, if she's Toveya her Ksuba in Bezdin, she doesn't have the right to Mizonos. Let's say she's Toveya the Tosefet in Bezdin. In other words, she just goes to Bezdin and says, I'd like my Tosefet Ksuba. So now does that terminate her right to Mizono? Yeah, it's part of the Ksuba, so that terminates it. Then, Uloveret al Dat, if she's Overet al Dat, means like she's transgressing fundamentals of Judaism, like not wearing a shaitel, or serving him food where masos have been taken from, and things like that. So then she forfeits the right to the ksuba. So it forfeits also the right to the Tosefet. Okay. Now the top line on Nunhamanav. I'm going to use a few more words. I'm going to break it off. Okay. It says l'shevach. So l'shevach is the increase in the value of the estate. So Chazal teach us that the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim in the Sheva, and the Isha and her Ksuba also doesn't collected from the Shevach. In other words, let's say the estate at the time of the person's death was worth $100,000. Let's say her ksuba is $200,000. And let's say the estate now, the value of the estate in the months following shoots up, and now the estate is worth $200,000. Can she collect the Tosefic ksuba? The ksuba itself she can only accept from the ikar, from what the value of the estate at the time of his death. Can, what about the Tosefic ksuba? So the Gemara is saying Tosefic ksuba is the same din. She can't collect it from the Sheva. And then Ulishvua, if whenever she has to take a Shvua, you know, regarding the ksuba, let's say she's collecting from the Chasim Shubadim, or let's say Yitomim, she's collecting from the orphan's property, so she has to take a Shvua. So does she have to take also a Shvua regarding the Tosefet? And the answer is she does. Okay, I think I'm going to pull it day down. It's late. Okay, 10 seconds and we got to go. Say again what? Yeah, we still, okay. Okay, let me just send this at one second.